Beloved, you are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Robert.
And Sam.
And I am Trey.
Woo! We're the three black men.
Hey, all three of us. Yeah,
all three of us. Welcome back, Trey, after your
hiatus after that long hiatus.
I don't even know why I showed up today, honestly. Y'all are very
just say
raggedy.
You hate work, bro. Just say you hate work.
Welcome back. We missed you during your long hiatus. It's sad that we have been here more than you have, but welcome back nonetheless, brother. We love you and we affirm you and your gifts in God.
Amen. I'm not even gonna reciprocate none of them kind words you just shared, because I don't want them to be inauthentic, as you've done. But I guess that makes me a bigger man than you.
This is nasty work. If you have Patreon, you can see my smiling face, Samuel's smiling face, and just another look on Trey's.
I'm smiling right now. I am smiling, because I know how this works. I know that my reward in heaven shall be great for putting up with this type of abuse, this type of persecution. That blessed are the persecuted.
Says, I'm gonna edit that out. Your part. So on the table today, we thought we would have a conversation about the wisdom and the hope that we potentially can gain from listening to our bodies, how we evolve and grow. Hopefully how we evolve and grow into our bodies as we age. And this was precipitated by a conversation that we had around Trey, and he's been going a lot of places. And I don't know if you want to just give us a little bit of context of what you learned on this last trip for yourself, brother.
For sure. So it ain't like exciting travel enough, and it's not like I'm a world renowned author and my schedule filling up like that. I'm still a dad and a dude who does stuff with his family, and my kids are very active in track and field. And a couple of weeks ago, we were up in Virginia Beach for the AAU Indoor National Track and Field Championships, right? I went up there because I'm originally from Virginia, so it's a cool opportunity for my kids to see like my family and everything while we're up there. I'm not from Virginia Beach, but we go up there. And I was wrestling with the fact that once upon a time, I used to make that journey pretty easily, right? Like my wife and I would get off work around 3, 4, 5 o'clock, and we might eat dinner or rest real quick. And then around 7 p.m., we would hit the road and drive all the way to Richmond, Virginia, and get there by like 8 in the morning. Like we would just drive through the night. We wouldn't stop for nothing but gas, and we would be fine. And that was a habit for us for years and years and years. And I realized that recently that journey is becoming tougher. Like, it's just, we be wiped out. I have to recover. Like, it's not like we don't have the same energy getting through. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out what's happening. And then I realized, like, oh, snap, Trey, you are literally a decade older than you were when you first started doing this. Like, almost a whole third of my life has passed since I first started doing that. And I was like, oh, maybe there's nothing wrong. Maybe you just getting older. And that's something you got to honor.
Yeah, I do honor that. And I think the conversation that we were having really developed because we're talking about like how our bodies are growing older, like for better or for worse. Those things that we could do at 20 and bounce back, you have that Pop-Tart and bounce back and go through a whole day. Now you'll be breaking down in the middle of the day. And I think I want to connect this conversation to this season. We're talking about hope and what hope, I guess I asked this question to you both, starting with Sam, is like, How is acknowledging the ways that our bodies and our minds are growing and changing, really? Like, how is that connected to hope at all for you? Or how do you see it?
You know what's so funny is I feel like with people, is the only time we sort of remove the beauty of aging, right? Like if we talk about
That's good,
wine, if we
brother.
talk about cheese, if we talk about steaks, there's a beauty in that process.
Okay, you
And so for
preaching, Samuel.
me,
Go. Go,
one of
brother.
the things that I'm learning is to lean into that, right? Like, I used to be so careless with my body. I would treat my body like I was invincible, right? Like it just couldn't break down. But I'm realizing like I'm approaching 40 and my body's responding differently. And so I'm actually finding hope and the ability and like embracing the rest, right? Like sometimes I need a nap and I'm like leaning into that and actually taking that nap.
Yeah, that's good. Rather than fighting it.
Rather than fighting it, man, I realize my body feels so much better. I'm able to do more. I'm not as moody, right? You know what I'm saying? And it's honestly, it's mental health management, it's self-management. I'm able to love myself better when I'm able to love other people better when I can love myself efficiently and effectively, right? Is one of those things that I'm learning. And so that's really just giving me hope, man. Like I realize like I'm getting towards the end of my prime. And so there's so much joy in watching my offspring and then those around me, excuse me, grow up and take the limelight. You know what I'm saying? There's so much joy in watching like my nieces and nephews grow up. There's so much joy in watching other people succeed and grow. And so just leaning into that, man, that gives me so much hope for myself, just watching other people and cheering people on and just embracing that.
I love that, brother. You just preached a whole sermon on self-care, aging, staying present. Anyways, yes, Brother Trey, your thoughts on connecting this conversation to hope.
Yeah, first and foremost, Sam really do be preaching. Like, I mean, he was just talking about
Yeah. Come on, Bishop.
letting that salt and pepper grow, whatever. And the fact that you are legitimate, I'm not even joking, trying to be funny right now. Like, you are loving the process of becoming whatever that
Yeah,
looks like for you.
yeah.
Like, oh no, I appreciate this. And that's something that I admire. And a large part of the reason that I feel that way is because some people I joke about, like, man, I'm getting old. And they're like, no, what are you talking about? You only in your 30s. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. But I don't view getting old as a bad thing. That's the goal at the end of the day. It beats the alternative, right? And I joke all the time about having my youngest child's 18th birthday circled on my calendar. I could rattle off on the top of my mind right now. I'm not going to do it for the simple fact that would reveal actual date of birth from my youngest child to whoever's listening to this. But like, I know that date and I know it because it is a month before my 42nd birthday, right? That is how old I will be when my youngest child reaches the age of majority. And when we talk about grounding that in hope, I am excited about turning 40 and excited about what that stage of my life might look like. I can have all sorts of dreams about what it will look like when I can enter this stage of life where I'm close to being an empty nester or whatever. But at the end of the day, it is a story that is yet to be written, right? And that's really what hope is about. It is about stories that are yet to be written. That is, even when it comes to the Christian faith, what we are hopeful for is what God is going to do. What we consider done in the mind of God, but what we are going to see unfold. That's what it's about. And honestly, there's something exciting about, okay, this is what I've done in the past. This is what I'm doing right now, but what is around the corner for me? And at the end of the day, these bodies that God has given us are blessings. They are miracles. At times, they can be tough to navigate through life with, right? Like I know, Rob, I regularly think about the fact that you experience life as somebody dealing with chronic illness and things of that nature. And what does that mean in body? But there is hope even in the fact that we can count on these bodies aging in certain ways, that there are times when maybe some of the stress that we feel in these bodies might not be anymore, or maybe the lives that we're living at different stages will fare differently in these bodies. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, for me, I get excited about aging because that means that the world around me is aging too. These kids of mine are aging. My wife and I will get to experience life in a different stage together. And who knows what that might bring? I get excited about that personally.
Yeah, thank you for that, brother. I think as I was listening to both of you, I think I'm not excited about aging. I think I've made peace with aging. That's where I'm coming from, right? Like, I love that you just brought up, like, the ways my body isn't quote unquote normal and it holds and retains pain in a way that is demoralizing, right? Like, it's, it hurts. It hurts emotionally. It hurts physically. It hurts. But I do think about, like, the idea of we only have one shot to live on this side of eternity and then we're done. And that is sobering and hopeful at the same time. Like, this is it. For whatever cards I was dealt, this is it. And, you know, I wrote a Substack this week, you know, plug for, you know, Musings from a Broken Heart Substack, you know, it's good. I think so.
Yeah, they better get into it. They better get into it.
Tap in. But I wrote this piece. I was very vulnerable this weekend called Love Me As I Am. And it's about this reality that we're talking about. And as my body and as my mind morphs, I ask you, you know, people I love to love me as I am today. I don't even have energy for the future. Like, my body is changing. You know, I grew up chubby, very chubby, failing all the mile tests in school. And then I got really skinny. And now as I age, I take time to look at my body in the mirror. Like, that's a holy practice to me. And I'm like, oh, the folds are coming. You know, the laugh lines are there. And I am working on loving the process. I guess I'm working on it, right? I'm working on, this is the body I have today. I want to love it. And the wisdom that can be found in it right now, to your point, Samuel, like, I cannot do what I used to do. I got to take a nap. My body has these constraints. And as I get older, I will see people like your children growing and growing in strength. As we get weaker and weaker, that's a reality. You know, whether I'm excited or not, it's just real.
Yeah, and you know what, Rob? That's like part of the reason too. There's certain things that we don't even say in our house. Like, we don't say, like, lazy. Because that's used as such as such a negative word, or it's used in such a negative way. Right? We don't use it that way. Like, I don't say, oh, well, you just lazy. You don't know. We don't do that. Like, we pride ourselves on, like, yo, we're going to rest today, right? Like, you know, y'all can play or whatever, but, like, we're going to still have nap time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not as a form of, like, and we make sure we tell them, like, yo, this isn't a punishment, right? Like, we all need rest. We function better when we rest, right? Like, even my nieces, I tell them, like, yo, you'll be surprised. My oldest son, you'll be surprised how much good a nap will do you. You struggling with the homework, man, take a nap, set an alarm, take an hour nap and get back in that thing, man. I'm telling you. And, like, some of them, they're like, it sometimes it helps, right? It's a good reset for our bodies physically. And I hate that we live in such a damaging economic system, right? That demands so much from our bodies to where people adapt, you know, or keep colonizing language alive, right? Yeah. And forms of, like, you know, making laziness bad, or rest, or, you know, just those things. Like, I want to have an ethic of life where we love and we enjoy, but also there's respect to the process of, like, yo, eventually, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to take care of my body now and always. Trying to instill those things.
Yeah, I was thinking too. I love what you just said, and I was thinking, you know, we're talking about bodies, you know, and Black men evolving into our final form, you know, essentially. It might be a good final form, or, you know, depending on how you took care of it or not, or, you know, and then life just happens too. So let me say that. But I also was thinking with that is like how we've learned to care for these bodies, like the mechanisms that we employ, the coping mechanisms. We can't do what we once did, and those have to evolve. You know, like I was thinking when Trey was, when we were having this original conversation, it's like, this is the way that I get back on track, you know, when I've been, you know, I bounce back and, you know, I can hit the ground running on Monday. And Trey learning as the youngest among, no, that body do not be pew, 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 pew. It does not bounce back like that. And just thinking like in former days, we could do certain things and we could cope in certain ways. And that was beneficial. That was efficacious for a time. But as we grow, we have to be willing to look again at the ways that we treat our bodies and one another and say, hey, maybe this served me for a time to get me here, but I cannot go into the future that I want with this same coping mechanism intact. So that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's important to recognize there's no harm in coming to that realization. Like at one point, I felt as though admitting the fact that I was changing, or my body was changing, that the needs of my body was changing was
Yeah.
a bad thing. And I think it's because a lot of us have been conditioned. Sam, to your point earlier about like the systems that we inherit, like right now, when our cars start requiring more maintenance, we think it's time to replace them, right? Like when it comes time to put more TLC into something, we start looking at replacing it. And I think it's kind of a tragedy that we intuitively regard our bodies in the same way sometimes, right? Like it's a bad thing, as opposed to an opportunity to be more grounded to your actual self, right? I think there's an invitation to pay attention to ourselves and our bodies, the same selves that
Yeah,
we've
that's good.
been allowed to neglect for so
Yeah.
long. And I think that there's something inherently dehumanizing about ourselves when we can like rush through and do all these things and kind of ignore our bodies. And then after a while, your body's like, wait, no, pay attention to me. And it's not
Yeah.
a bad thing. It is an invitation into yourself, the same self that God called us into in the first place, that we can learn more about ourselves and about our neighbors and about the God who created all of the above,
Yeah.
when we are drawn back into our bodies. And I think as much as anything, that's what gives me hope, being drawn back into
Yeah.
myself. Like, oh wow, I never even paid attention to myself. Like, oh wow. One of the most humbling experiences I've ever been through was playing a game of like horse with my son and my brother-in-law. And I went up and my knee did not go up with me, right? Like dislocated, broke kneecap, tore
That was
a
a
tendon.
bad, that was a bad day in
Yeah, that was on
Narnia.
Christmas Day, as a matter of fact. That was
Yeah,
on Christmas
that
Day
was
that
always
happened.
winter, never Christmas. It
Right.
wasn't
But it was so humbling because this is, I always took it for granted that, oh, I can jump like this, like I can do that. And just the
Yeah.
road to recovery and rehabbing from that injury and everything drew me into my body in ways that I'd never really thought of before.
Yeah.
And it's humbling, but at the same time, it is an enlightening experience. Like, wow, like this body is the only one that I've ever been given.
Yeah,
And
not
I need
bad.
to have a better relationship with it.
You know what's beautiful about what you're saying? I mean, there are multiple streams of things that are beautiful about it, but I hear the echo. Y'all know I'm always going to connect it back to Toni Morrison. So, you know,
Oh yeah, we
yeah,
going out.
you
Yeah,
know,
I know.
is it, you know, the sacred text is ever before us. So, but I hear in what you're saying, it, this beautiful wisdom of you growing up, and it's echoing the clearing scene in the novel Beloved. And you know, as you were talking, I just kept hearing the phrase, come on, spirit, is you know, this is flesh we're talking about. And baby Suggs, it starts telling the men, the black men, women, and children in the clearing, she said, you out there, they're not going to take care of you. They would rather lynch you. They would rather break your neck. They would rather break you down out there, outside of this clearing space that we've cultivated together. She was like, but in here, this is we flesh in here. I want you to nurture your flesh. I want you to take care of it. I want you to put your hand on your neck and caress it. because she's talking about the beauty that is found in these mortal bodies, right? Like out there, they're not going to recognize the embodied reality that Trey's pointing to, but she's like, in here, we can recognize it. Go ahead and caress that neck. This is flesh we're talking about. And she, at one point, she gets emphatic and she said, you gotta love it. You know, she's like, you gotta love it. Like, as juxtaposed with the hatred that's out there. And that journey, you know, Samuel and I, we talked about how gentleness takes time to grow. This wisdom of leaning into your body and what it has to say, that takes time to grow too.
So funny that you say that, Rob, because like I look at myself in the mirror and like Trey was saying, like, I see the salt and pepper growing in. I see it growing
And
in
you're
my
looking
hair.
good too. I just want to
Yeah,
say
you know, I
you're
look,
looking moisturized, you're looking
you know, I
clean.
try, you know, I put my cocoa
Hey,
butter, you know,
yeah, okay.
you know,
Radiant. Ooh,
exfoliate, you know,
okay.
I try to
Cocoa butter, give him a partnership.
you know, but
But
like that's like for me, that's a part of leaning into it. Like I literally lean into the mirror and I look at this skin, I look at this hair, I look at these follicles, I look at these wrinkles forming, right? I look at them and I embrace them because this is me, right? Like I'm loving me. And I like kind of like an echo of that scene, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm literally just loving my flesh. And it's been something that's been a bit difficult because I didn't realize how I saw myself until I saw myself.
ooh.
Okay,
I didn't
Bishop.
realize how I
Okay.
saw myself
All
until I saw
right,
myself, but that
word.
didn't come until therapy, right? So, and then like learning about neurodivergence and, you know, and really seeing myself and understanding and embracing myself, right? And I think a part of the process, right? We talked a long time ago about one of the, like, if I could, what I would want. And I said a long time ago, I just want to be understood. You know, that was a few, that was probably like 4 years ago or like four seasons ago we had that conversation. But we, and it's not until now that I realized like I didn't really understand myself. And so that's a part of the reason why there are certain things that we don't even say in this house, the lazy things. No, we're gonna embrace ourselves, we're gonna love ourselves because out there, that the world is cruel. But here we're gonna love each other and we're gonna be kind to each other and we're gonna be kind to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like that, all of that for me is in part of embracing this body, this aging, you know, loving myself. So.
Yeah, I think there's so much wisdom in that. And even as we talk about what this means like in growing older in theory should accompany growing in like wisdom, right? You know more things
Ooh,
just because you've lived.
and it's not a two for one special, I can tell you.
It's not,
This
it's not,
is
it's
a
not.
lot of people
Automatic.
who did not get that BOGO.
Right. Right. But the thing about it is you can be excused for being younger and not knowing no better about like this relationship to your body. I think it's a shame that we don't often grow in that wisdom. But even if you think about it, like if you're related to the stereotypes of being with an experienced woman, some woman who knows what she wants and everything. No, eventually at some point we should learn something about our bodies. What makes our bodies feel good? What is not good for our bodies? What are these things? And when you come into that knowledge, it's cool. It's good to know. Like, okay, my father-in-law is 75 years old. They house shopping. He's like, one thing that is non-negotiable, we not doing stairs. It is good to know that at this juncture in your life, that is not the life that you want to be living in your place of domicile, right? Like, yeah, I can't stop other builders from having stairs, but as for me and my house, as for where I pay bills
That's
at,
right.
I don't want them in there.
This a translation. Come
Yeah. Like
on.
that don't feel good. I don't want to come and pay bills at a place with a whole feature that's gonna it's gonna put my body in a bad place every time it happens. And that is
Risk.
good to know. Right. What are your non-negotiables? What are the things that no for me and my house, for me and my body, this thing that I gotta live in from now until God calls me home, like what does that look like for me? And so
Yeah.
I was talking to my wife about it, even when it comes to traveling and stuff, like, oh, snap, we might have to look at maybe we stay overnight, or maybe we drive during the daytime when our bodies is already up, even if we got to sit through traffic and the trip takes a little bit longer. Because at the end of the day, it don't make no difference if we save all this time and breeze through, but our bodies are fatigued and we can't enjoy the trip when we get there.
Can't even enjoy it. You see, you missing out because you neglecting your body.
Yeah. And you're just thinking you were who you once were, right? Like,
Yes.
I see why, especially we're black and black men are stubborn. Not me,
Burned
but
us.
people like me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, but there's a stubbornness that you're kind of referencing, Trey, like where you're fighting that self-knowledge, where you're fighting what you need. And so for me, I can't go nowhere real quick. We definitely stay in the night. We do like it's me. If I'm getting in the car, we're definitely staying the night. Me, I can't do a red eye. I cannot get somewhere. Woo, that takes me out for a whole week. I can't do those things, right? And one of my non-negotiables in general is whether I'm traveling, whatever I'm doing, I center things around an unhurried morning. Like, I don't care if I'm speaking at an academic conference or whatever. I'm scheduling my life in such a way, I'm not rushing around. I'm past that point. Truth be told, I've been this way since I was like 18. Truth, probably 11. I need a chill time built into the morning. I don't care. We have to get up and hurry. I'm the last person out of my hotel room. The checkout is 11 o'clock. They knocking on that door at 11:45, and I'm like, ooh, maybe I should shower now. But that's me. That's the wisdom that I need. Especially if y'all done made me, y'all made me check in at damn near 5 p.m. I'm getting every bit of that out of this. Closing thoughts. I'm leading into this.
Oh, man, your body is a temple in the most
Mm-hmm.
literal sense of the word. There is the potential for good things to happen within your body. But the thing about that is we have to let our bodies speak to us in ways, right? Like there's not this idea. Sometimes we have this mind over matter thing. We could tell our bodies what to do. Okay, try that. Eventually, when your body's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that, now you and your body is at odds, and that's a terrible place to be, because it's not like you can trade it in for a new one. Some doctors, I might tell you, but all they're gonna do, they're gonna add like additions to the same house. Like you can't trade in. You in your body. And so, if there is any hope to be gathered, it is the fact that if you are humble enough, truthful enough with yourself, that you and your body can have conversations wherein you learn more about who you truly are, because there is no you without that body.
Hey, wisdom. Come on. Anything else you want to say on this topic, Sam?
No, I would just say, no matter where you are, your walk with your body and your relationship with your body, if not now, when? Right, there's never a time like now to listen to your body. For the super church folks, for the church folks out there, I would say consider your relation or the relationship that we have with the church, or aka the body of Christ, but how we don't understand our own body. So how we gonna understand how another body works? So care for your body. Right, double entendre, care for your body. Right, care for your body.
Amen.
We appreciate you rocking with us for another episode of Three Black Men. Here's the part of the show where we ask a favor from you. Now, earlier I mentioned a couple of ways that you can support us by joining our community over at patreon.com/threeblackmen. We have multi-tiered support options and you can get bonus content. If you don't want to do that, you can submit a one-time contribution by finding us on PayPal at threeblackmenpodcast@gmail.com. But we ain't here to tap your pockets.
Here's a few ways that you can help us out without spending a single dime. You can stop what you're doing right here, right now, and make sure that you've left us a review and a rating. Don't just give us the 5 stars. Go ahead and write out how much you love this show and tell everybody about it. Do it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you at. Make sure you leave that rating and a review, and that's going to help even more people join the fun over here. Thank you so much. I knew God loved you for some reason.